You don't have to go far to find an everyday example of corruption in Afghanistan. Court cases, land disputes, all kinds of things are settled with bribes. In fact, in a recent visit, all it took was a quick trip to Kabul's version of the Department of Motor Vehicles. Okay, no one loves standing in line at the DMV, but the lines in Kabul don't ever seem to lead to getting what you're there for. These men outside the DMV have had it up to here with one of the city's most notoriously corrupt agencies, where paying parking tickets, registering a vehicle, working out fender benders, or like Hajmal Mumant, applying for a new driver's license is a numbing process in a very long line.
They're
sending us to find the black peas.
Finding the black peas, that is, searching for a needle in a haystack. Or, like a kind of fairy tale, where the hero is asked to accomplish a near-impossible task. Mohammed Arun told us he was trying to pass a test to be recertified as a taxi driver.
If you don't give the money in their test, they fail you. Now, I'm a driver and I took their course. But if I did not refuse to give them money, they'd fail me in the test.
A traffic officer walked past while Mohammed Arun was talking, and he had a different version of the truth. Police Colonel Haji Abdullah says the taxi driver just can't drive.
Well, this guy, he says that does not understand the traffic rules. Ask him what traffic means. If he didn't understand what traffic means, I'll give him a license right now.
So maybe, as often happens in Afghanistan, the truth is complicated. Still, the Kabul government itself has targeted the DMV in an anti-corruption pilot program. Now getting business done there should require less time and less money. This man, another taxi driver, is still having trouble. He's been trying to get a driver's license for nearly 3 weeks.
So it's costing you every single day to come here. Do they tell you come back tomorrow and you come back?
No. Intihan ke. $5,000, no problem.
Well, I've been looking for it for 18 days, but if I give 5,000 Afghanis, I get it tomorrow in my house. They will bring it to my house.
If you gave somebody 5,000 Afghanis, your license would be like that.
In your
at
house.
At your house. They deliver house, it to your front door.
No problem. It's 5,000.
And 5,000 Afghanis is worth about 100 American dollars, or about what many in Kabul make in a month. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.